And welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 281. How are we all doing? UK? It's not that we haven't locked ourselves down, have we?
No.
We're persona non grata. So nobody in, nobody out, which I actually thought was a good plan back in March. Just my idea. So, who was first in the chat? Do I need to ask this? Or would it have been Jonathan? No, it wasn't. He was second. Hello, Paul. Congratulations, Paul. First in. Hello, Jonathan. How was the first official day of your holiday?
It's laughable holiday.
Saturday and Sunday don't count, you see, because they're days of rest to start with. But the Monday does. Hello, Anthony. You'd almost given up thinking you'd ever get there. No, Paul, today it is you. It is you. Jonathan clearly having a little bit of a napette ready for Thursday. Little bit of a baby nap. Yes, it's crazy here. Words fail me at times. And this is one of those times. Aren't you lucky? We had a little press conference from Boris and Grant Shapps, who's the allegedly the transport secretary. So there was Operation Stack, wasn't there? What's the other one?
No idea.
It's all to do with Kent. Kent's like a car park most of the time, but when there's something wrong in Dover, even more so. So Operation Stack was the government's attempt and Kent Council's attempt to bring some order back to the chaos that is the M20, which turns into a car park if Dover's blocked. Anyway, that pretty much happened overnight. Stack was basically leaving them there. I had no idea. Have you heard about this? It takes 4 months to put a contraflow in place.
No.
That surprised me as well. It's where cones go on holiday. But they have a new plan. Somebody let me know if you know what it's called. It's not Stack. It's the other one. And they can put a contraflow in place within 3 hours. And that's what they're doing.
Stack and trace.
That's a good idea. Stack and trace. That's a good title, that. So the plan is to move all the
is that a show title?
Yes. All of the heavy goods vehicles off the M20, get them out of the way so people can go, absolutely nowhere. So they're moving them from one car park to another is the basics of it. Jonathan says today's been a good day. You're knee-deep in Camtasia doing a video for your grandparents' diamond wedding anniversary. Oh, wow. It's amazing what you can do in it. It is pretty good, isn't it? It is pretty good. I mean, ScreenFlow's not bad, but Camtasia just edges it, just slightly edges it. CQ, Deb, CQ. Anthony's used ScreenFlow for video editing. They make really good video editors. They do, both of them. They would have a reputation for being screen capture only, but I remember the first time I edited some video that wasn't screen capture in ScreenFlow, and I'm like, this is better than Final Cut because it didn't need to re-render every 2 seconds. So that was when I started doing it, and I do the masses and everything. Well, I did. Been sacked for that, thank the Lord. I did that in Camtasia with a new template feature. So I had 3 placeholders on the timeline. First one, I put the titles in. Last one had the credits. Middle one had the mass. And because the titles and credits were just stationary images, you just said replace. And the middle one, that was a variable length because you didn't know how long each mass would be, you said ripple replace. And it moves everything around and you don't need to do anything, which made the difference between being able to do the job and not do the job. So, yes, both of them are pretty fabulous. Right, what else have we got here? Haven't they spoken to an airport down south? I'm going to use the runway scene. It's not being used by the planes. They have multiple huge car parks, lorry parks in Kent, and they already had this plan in place for Brexit, for a no-deal Brexit. So all of that is already there. And what they've done today is basically given it the best dry run they could. They reduced the number of lorries stuck on the M20 from 500 and odd to 170, which is pretty good, isn't it? When they're sandwiched in like that, I'm quite impressed with that. What I couldn't understand was the people they were interviewing on the news. There was a guy stood there and he said, you know, I'm trying to get home for Christmas. And I thought, well, where are you going? Lithuania. And I thought, but, you know, you're down in Kent. There's this new variant. They've no idea how serious it is, how it can spread. And you're thinking of taking it home to your two kids. Is there something that wrong with you? Seriously, is there something wrong with you? And he stood there with like bags of presents. And I'm thinking, but that's not the only thing you might give the kids. So possibly a good idea to stay in a car park in Kent. Preferable and for the kids. There you go. Right. Let me catch up in here. I have to post the intro on Slack. Exactly. We'll love it. Spoiler alert, Jonathan, it's bound to be fabulous. Oh no, a tough day for Kim. Mum had to be transported to the hospital last night. Oh no. Testing for COVID and trying to get an MRI. Kim, that's shocking. Oh, poor you. Poor your mum as well. I do hope it's not COVID on top of anything else. Fingers crossed. I hope, is she as careful as you are? Or do you shout at her to be careful? That's what would happen here, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Saturn and Jupiter came together to form the Christmas star last night from Sydney. It looked exactly like a lot of cloud. That's happening here today, apparently. And in another 400 years. You know, the first thing on the news they said today was it was 800 years ago. And by the like 3 o'clock news, it was 400. And I thought, well, that's come down by 50%. The COVID stats weren't bad today either, but they made it absolutely clear to expect horror tomorrow because they're quite low because it's Monday. But it's not good here on any level at all, I'm afraid. And no, we've got a lot of cloud tonight and it's raining, so I don't think we'll see too much of that. But there you go. And it's raining where Kim is as well. We've got symbiotic weather now, Kim, on top of everything else. Jonathan will put it in his calendar. You know where you can put that in your calendar, Jonathan? Right next to your first day out after the COVID scare. 400 years. Just out of interest and curiosity, which I can't do myself doing everything else I'm doing right now. You know, does the Apple calendar app go that far? That would be quite cool, wouldn't it? I wonder when we'll get out. Oh, and they did another thing as well. They did this video demonstration of how COVID was spreading. Now, I'm looking at this and thinking, oh, like you mean right now. Guy goes into a restaurant. He's infected. He sits down at this table. Somebody comes in and sits 6 metres away from him. A second person comes in and sits 2 metres away from the first guy who arrived and 4 metres away from the infected person. And the government have been telling us for almost a year, you know, oh, no, you have to be closer than that. You know, 2 metres and you're safe. Both of these people got infected. Then the story was, yes, must have been the air conditioning. And I'm thinking, well, what shop doesn't have air conditioning these days? Not good. Not good. So what else have you guys been up to? Hello, Tracy. Tracy saw it. Saturn and Jupiter. No, it's rainy. Oh, you're saying 20 years. We started off with 800, then 400, but Tracy's saying 20. So it could be much faster than you think. Yes, she's careful and she's not letting anyone in the house and the groceries are delivered. Well, hopefully then, at least that's one thing not to worry about, which makes the rest of it fractionally easier. Although going to hospital, never good. You know I know that. Never good. But love and prayers coming your way. In Galileo's lifetime. Wow. I always think of that as being much more than 400 years ago, but probably not. Our COVID mutation is all over the news. The thing is, you know, you say our COVID mutation. We're the ones who found it. We go to the World Health Organization and tell them, and they say, "Ah, right, that's you in lockdown." Really? Where's the incentive to tell people about this? Honestly. Right, it looks like Jonathan's free. Well, would you credit that, Jonathan? You're actually free. You sure you've not, like, put in a MacBytes or something? Because I would suspect that date is possibly when you would least expect a MacBytes. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Really not on. What are you pondering?
I'm not pondering anything.
Oh, I thought he was pondering then. We've had a lovely day, haven't we? I'm getting the evil eye, aren't I, Mike? It was not my fault. It was definitely
Don't
not.
Don't spoil it.
Oh, can I not share?
No.
No, oh.
No. Let's just say it's a banking with Mike moment for a future show.
It started off as a shopping with Elaine moment, though, didn't it, really?
Yes.
And it morphed into a banking with Mike.
And at least I didn't have a bank fit.
Yes, but there was a reason for that. A very good one.
Was there?
Yeah.
What, that was talking to a bot?
Yes. Do you know, there's just, there's no logic whatsoever into have a help system on a bank website when you've got a genuine problem. That's a bot.
And then the real person came along and apologised that Cora, I think it was.
Cora.
Cora.
Cora, the bot.
Was a bot. Mike's bot.
We'd have been better off with Mike's bot.
Anyway,
I'll
give you the full story.
The full horror of the whole thing. It'll take hours.
On a future show.
It'll be a show all by itself. Paul sending Jonathan a meeting request.
For what?
Oh, for that date. 21st of December, 2420. Do you know, I actually looked at that date and thought, how do you say that then? Yeah, 2420. Oh, scary, scary. Jonathan, you should have heard the language. There were new words.
No, there weren't.
There were. There definitely were. COVID the bot.
Yeah.
It was actually as contagious as that. You can't, seriously, on a banking website, hold a conversation with a bot. Words fail me. When it's like an initial routing bot, where it's saying, you know, do you want to talk about this? Do you want to talk about it? Fair enough. But not when you've got an issue. The bot's just not going to understand. And, you know, spoiler alert, it didn't. In fact, it actually made more of a mess to this.
Yeah.
Mike was very grumpy. And what's worse, he's denying he was grumpy.
I was not grumpy.
He was grumpy. You were grumpy how long it took. So we've got a deal on, have we? PDF
yeah.
Architect.
Yeah, that's the one I've got. It's just renewed.
And were you intending to renew? Good
yeah.
night, Jonathan.
See you, Johnny.
That's all right, then.
Yeah.
I didn't bother with it on the PC. Mind you, I'd probably just activate Adobe and be done with it. You can waste swathes of your life trying to find a PDF client, can't you, that does everything that you need to do. There isn't one that just does everything and does it in a good way. Not one. Acrobat has the worst interface on the planet. It was manageable up to, was it version 11?
10.
I think 10 was the last version that was normal. And after that, they just put this Fisher-Price interface on it that looked like a two-year-old had designed it.
Yeah, 10 was normal because at work, I've got 8 installed. And 8 is no longer available in the AZ software store.
Probably not compatible.
But I was given permission to buy 11, which I haven't yet done. And the reason was because everybody else who gets it from you or has the machine rebuilt has to be upgraded to 11. Now, apart from the fact that that's then going to cost them, for a new license. But this woman last year asked me for some help, and I said, I'm sorry, I can't help you because I haven't seen the new version. I said, I'm still on version 8. And she said, to be honest, you're better off staying on it.
She's not wrong. No, they went all iPad-ish, to be honest. That's how I would describe it. It looked like an interface that they lifted wholesale off an iPad. And, you know, as I repeatedly, you're probably sick of me saying it, as I repeatedly say, we were told when the iPad came out that you couldn't expect it to be Mac OS because it was a different form factor and therefore it needed a different interface. Okay, I'll go along with that. Then why are you backfilling it onto an iMac? The interface has got, like, cards, I would say, is how... I wouldn't say they were buttons. They were big things. A bit like when you look at my browser with speed dial and you've got this big icon representing a website. They were big cards and you just want to tap them. It's ludicrous having something so big. And because they're so big, they then have to segment them down into collections of tiles to interact with. Whereas if you just had a normal interface, everything could just be on the one page. It's ridiculous. Don't like it. Kim wants a demo of your blog.
In what way?
I'm presuming actually doing it. So the post that was in the advent calendar, like you actually setting it up. Kim's a visual learner. Wants to see it for real.
Okay.
Add it to the thing.
You might have to wait a couple of years for me to write a blog post.
She doesn't want a blog post. She's read the blog post. She wants to see it done.
Oh, right.
You don't have to write another blog post. Right, I'm looking for a cartoon from Tracy. Where would that be?
Would that
be in random?
No, it's further up.
Oh, hang on.
In the link. It's. I think somebody posted it.
No, I think it's in there as well. There's a person in my food. I love it. I reposted one on Facebook today. And, you know, it made me smile. Good grief, it's been, like, reposted about 9 times. It was the one about the wise men. Let's see if I can find it. No, not typing it like that, you won't. Right. If I go up there, should be there. There it is. Right, I'll grab that and I'll stick it in random. And then I'll put the link to it. That's a hideous name for a file, isn't it? Can I get the link to that from there? Copy link to file. There we go. There we go. It's the wise men. The three wise men being very wise. I'm okay with PDF Expert for most things, I would say. There is the odd one. And it's silly little things. And I don't know if PDF Pen Pro does it. Maybe Tracy can tell me. I had a need to... I downloaded a book. This book is in my name. But they insist when they download it that they put not a watermark, but actually a text block at the foot of every page with this version for Elaine Giles in huge red text. It drives me mad. It's just, I don't mind it in the footer, but this is just intrusive on the book as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, I own it. So what I wanted to do was do a find and replace. So do a search for that string and then replace it with nothing. And I thought, as long as the box is editable, which it wasn't because it was locked, but I've got an unlocker, so I unlocked it. You know, did I mention I paid for this book? So I did it manually and I could find it. So I thought, right, all I need is the find and replace and I'm done. So PDF Expert, no concept of that whatsoever. So I goes into Acrobat. Acrobat being like the original and supposedly the best. So I gets in there. There is no search and replace. There's a find, but there's no replace option. So if PDF Pen Pro could do a search and replace, I'd be tempted. Might be a little bit more tempted. You never know. But that was my crisis with that. That was the sole reason that I was actually inside Acrobat, thinking logically there must be a find and replace. And no, there wasn't a find and replace. There you go. So if you've all been to see that picky now, it's the three wise men. One, I love the eyes on them. They look like they're caught in the headlights. But the sentiment's funny as well. Could do with an unlocker for the books in EPUB and PDF. Doesn't Calibre do that?
Yeah, it's messy, but it does it.
Isn't it that you need to install some... Yeah. Like DVD CSS with Handbrake.
I've got the instructions somewhere. They could be in Evernote.
Oh, my.
Maybe.
To crack out Evernote. Good. Yeah.
Yes. I had to uninstall sign out of Evernote on my phone the other day.
To sign in somewhere else,
yeah.
It is ridiculous. They've put a couple of shortcuts back, you know, Evernote. You haven't managed it in Calibre. It is it's a very, very, very dirty hack. It can do it, but you need to put something else inside there to make it happen. And I have seen it done, but it's not something that's built in and automatic. Technically speaking, it shouldn't be that difficult because an EPUB in particular is a collection of files that you should be able to get into and do whatever you like with. But it can be done. We'll have to get Mike to dig it out of his Evernote, the place he visits once every time the Jupiter-Saturn thing happens. Mike visits Evernote. Are you sure it's in there?
No, I'm not sure it's in there.
It could be OneNote.
No, it's not OneNote. I'm just checking.
It's like an archaeological dig, isn't it?
Yeah.
Going back to all the different... Oh, now, what app was I using when I did that? Because that's where the notes will be. Luckily, most of mine were in Evernote. I used Evernote for a long, long time. Probably about 8 or 9 years. So there's quite a lot in Evernote. But when I went to OneNote and started using OneNote, it was because it could do what Evernote did. So I carried on doing what I'd been doing while I was using Evernote. But then it could do all its own stuff. I ended up with a lot of information in there before I went to Notion.
It's
messy.
That Evernote search is very intelligent. I searched for Calibre. It said, did you mean audio call? No, I didn't.
Do you know some of the things it suggests? I've had all of this trying to install the new machine. Oh, including little things like, I'll just put this driver on, and then it hides stuff, and then it says that it can't find things.
Calibre.
Oh, it's been great fun. Great fun. But yeah, Calibre should do that. I mean, Calibre's like a framework. Because it's extensible, people do write stuff for it that maybe they themselves don't actually want to add in it because they'd get grief for it. I'm thinking that's exactly how Handbrake works. So Handbrake can actually rip DVDs. If the DVD is something you've recorded yourself, so you've burnt a DVD, but it's not a computer DVD. You've burnt it to play on a DVD player with a movie on it. If you stick that in your system and then you tell Handbrake to rip it, odds are it will. But if you buy a DVD, then that's got protection on it. And Handbrake will tell you that. But there is a range of plugins you can download that will potentially remove that for you. That was one of the things that was on a PC years ago. Do you remember the coffee cup one?
Yeah.
Used to sit in the system tray as a coffee cup. And when it was on, it was an extension, but not particularly to the thing you were ripping with. It system-wide made your CDs transparent. So it was as if all the protection was just turned off with this little coffee cup icon. Can't for the life of me remember what it was called, but it was amazing. But it was outside of all the other apps that you used. But the good thing with it was you only needed to do that once. You didn't need to have a plugin or an extension for each individual application that you wanted to be able to access these DVDs with. It worked at system level, and I've never seen anything like that on a Mac. You can get the plugins to rip. but it's a bit of a dark art.
I think it was that site.
What's this one?
Apprentice Alf's blog. I think that's where I found the stuff.
So it's something that you download and install, isn't it? I remember you doing it. Yeah.
It was ages ago.
I love that, Tracy. There's a cartoon with four kings. First one says, weren't there just three of us? I think I saw a little bit about that on the news. And they didn't give you enough information to like follow it along properly. And I'm thinking, there's weird things happen in countries, and it's probably a huge story in that country. In other countries, it's like, really? Is something going on? I suppose we're worldwide at the moment, given that 40 countries now don't want anything to do with us. So that one's probably pretty global. I'm liking that. I did see a programme about the king of, was it Sweden? No, it could have been Denmark. Can't remember. And he'd had an illegitimate child and had completely denied this child. He knew she existed. She knew he was her father. But it was kept so private. He'd had a mistress for years and years. And the wife then gave him an ultimatum and said, you're never to see this child again. Because he had a relationship with this child. You know, they met up. And then his wife suddenly decided, no more of that. And he then, it came out, and he completely denied that this woman was his child. At which point she decided she'd had enough and decided to sue him. And all this had gone on, and I had no idea. Apparently it had been major news in the country involved for years. And the only reason it was on the BBC was she'd actually won this case. So she was suing him for the right to have exactly the same, what would you say? Cannot think of an appropriate word for this, but the same rights, I guess, as his official children, which included the right to be called princess. It was really weird, but apparently major, major story there, not exactly a major story over here. Not until it all panned out anyway. That blog looks very wordy Rapping Hood, doesn't it? I like a blog with pictures that I can follow along. Step one, do this. Step two, do that. So he actually makes this DRM plugin thing.
I don't know, does he?
Well, he's saying it's been released and now there's a plugin and et cetera, et cetera.
In case he does. I think it's further down that I...
Is that the one, though, DDRM? Because that sounds like that's what it would do.
I think
do.
So, yeah.
Does it only work in Calibre?
No idea.
Let's have a quick look. It doesn't even say it works in Calibre. That's a bit weird. If you land on that blog, how do you know what that thing does? There's lots of information about it, but it doesn't actually say. Oh, DRM removal tool for ebooks. There you go. See the previous post. So yes, that is possible. There it is. I think that's probably a better link, Mike. It tells you what the tool does and then where to get it. Photo of a really uncomfortable looking tea party at the palace. Oh yeah, that we can certainly empathise with. It's a wonder they've not done something with Prince Andrew, isn't it? Given the mess he's currently in. Do you know, I actually pity his child. Wasn't it Beatrice that got married this year?
No, it was Eugenie, wasn't it?
No, Eugenie got married the same year Harry and Meghan did. First off, it was cancelled, and then when it was on, hardly anybody was there, and he wasn't in any of the pictures. Or not the official ones, anyway. What tangled lives we weave, shall we just say. You just should do a demo of removing the DRM off books, Mike. That'd be a good demo.
Yeah, it would.
Because that is very, very deep and intense in terms of words. So what else have we been doing today?
Shall I add it to the list?
Why not? We didn't really have time for much else today, did we? Not once we'd finished with the bank. Let's just say it was a good job we started with the bank today.
Well, I took Lola out.
Oh, Lola had fun, didn't she?
Yeah.
Lola met the birthday girl.
Yeah.
One of our friends from the Catanians, it's her birthday. So Lola got the honour of delivering the gift.
No, I delivered the gift and stepped back.
Yeah, Lola was awful getting much, much closer though, wasn't she?
She was, yeah.
She doesn't understand.
And I did the washing up and I put last night's shopping away, which I hadn't put away, but it didn't matter because the sun wasn't sweltering.
No, it's freezing here.
Then I did a bit of work and, yeah, rang the bank.
Yeah, that took the other 5 hours in the day.
Took Lola out again.
What has Handy Pandy done? They've got proof or something. They've got evidence of some... He said he didn't stay overnight and they've just found evidence that he did. So it's going from bad to worse to him. Anthony Shaw, the Queen, often thinks, I wish I could still cut people's heads off. The thing is, Anthony, with this year, where do you start? Where do you start?
Wasn't it?
Do you start with Boris?
Was it Blackadder?
I don't know. I didn't
Queenie.
Watch Blackadder.
Was it Blackadder?
Oh, Queenie, yes. Yeah. Queenie was in Blackadder. Blackadder 2, that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. No, it's just ridiculous.
Queenie off with his head. Yeah.
Wasn't that Miranda Richardson and that lady who died this year?
Yeah.
Can't remember her name, but she was very good. I've only ever seen little clips of that, never seen the whole thing. But yeah, I'm sure she does. I'm thinking this year, where on earth does the poor woman start with the Queen's message? I mean, there was the year Charles and Diana separated. And I think that was the same year Andy and Fergie got divorced. And then Windsor Castle burnt down. So she started off the thing with Annus Horribilis. Well, that was it. Yeah, it was Latin, but anus sounded like anus, and that was it. The papers went crackers.
Yeah.
So I don't think she'll do that again.
What she meant was SH1T, yeah.
No, I can't. She'll probably talk about Captain Tom, won't she? Yeah, Captain Tom. She'll talk about him as being the spirit of the country and how we all need to pull together. But, you know, if people were at home and they had their 5 days, they might be more in the mind to listen.
Well, we won't be watching anyway, will we?
No, but we always see it, don't we? We always stumble across
it'll
it.
It'll be leaked.
My grandmother used to watch it. You see, now that's just where you're wrong. Not this year, apparently. There's been far too many leaks for far too long. And she's determined this year that there will be no leaking of it. So I don't know how she's going to do that, unless she zoomed it live. You know, bring a bit of jeopardy into it, Queenie. We go live, it's doable. Absolutely, why not do that?
Welcome to the Queen's Speech Day.
She could do one line a day for the entire year.
Yeah.
What she is doing with it is you can ask the A-lady to play the speech to you.
Oh, right.
Mm, that's what I heard anyway. But that's just opening up the number of people that see the thing before it's actually out.
Yeah.
So that, I would have thought, would made it more likely to leak. But she's put her foot down this year. She's adopting Anthony's approach, and heads will roll if her speech is leaked. So you might actually have to sit down and watch it on Christmas Day. My grandmother always wanted to watch it, regular as clockwork. I was quite happy to leave it until it was on the news and see the edited highlights. But she felt the need to sit and watch it live. Which was awkward. I think it's 3 o'clock, isn't it? But, you know, if you don't start the meal till 1:30 and it's a 3-course meal, you don't particularly want to be galloping through it just so you can see the Queen. But my grandmother always wanted to listen to the Queen. I've no idea why. Just one of her fetishes. My dad didn't want to listen to the Queen, full stop. And he always wanted to watch something that my grandmother didn't. And I guess me and Mum meet in the sandwich. Because the things my gran wanted to watch were absolutely ludicrous. One year, it was Coronation Street, which we could understand. We didn't watch it, but she did. So it's like, we'll put Coronation Street on for her then. But then, another year, and she said this with a straight face. And my dad just looked at me and I thought, you know, I'm going to laugh. She said, I really want to watch, you know, something came on. I really want to watch University Challenge. And we're like, pardon? Why would she be watching University Challenge? I mean, a quiz like Pointless or something like that has a bit of a fun element to it. But really, you know, I'm not at all sure about that. I'm not. But she wanted to watch it. So, you know, it's only one day a year, so you're going to have to put up with it, Dad. But he was a naughty lad. He would check the TV guides. He'd find something that he wanted to watch. And then he'd sit there and pout and, you know, generally go on. This particular year, he went too far. He went in and it was a film he wanted to watch. And he said to my mum, you know, this is on. Let's watch this. Yes, so they can think you're whittling again. Mike's pouring a drink. He's not doing anything else. The fans have gone absolutely crazy on here. And I'm wondering why. I'll find out. But this particular year, no, he went one step too far. And he said to my mum, this is on. Elaine wants to watch it. And my mum just looked at him. She knew full well there was no way. No way I would have wanted to watch this thing. So she says to me, she's in the middle of trying to cook dinner at this stage. And she says to me, your father's just been in and told me. So he did come out and say to me, shall we watch this film? So he came out the kitchen and said to me, you want to watch this film too, don't you? Shall we watch this film? And I said, Dad, not appropriate. Leave it to Gratitude. She's the guest. All right. So that was that. That was fine. I then goes in to see my mum and she had a face on her. She had the face on her. The face. And I said, what's he done? Knowing full well there was something that he'd done. And she said, he's just told me that you want to watch this film. And I said, I'd never said anything of the kind. And I was incensed that he tried to blame me. And she said, I know that. She said, I'm not annoyed with you, I'm annoyed with him. So that was a great Christmas, that one. Oh, and then there was the Christmas. Do you remember the Christmas he insisted on having his radio turned on?
Oh, yeah.
We could never watch the programmes we wanted to watch if they clashed with Christmas dinner. But he, this particular Christmas, left his radio on. Not a household radio with Christmas music on it. No, don't be ridiculous. No, this was his amateur radio.
Like a CB radio.
Like a CB radio, and it's amateur radio. And he wanted that on.
As in CQCQ.
As in CQCQ, Deb. Well, the proverbial hit the fan. She left him with it rather than say anything at that moment. But, you know, that was my mum. She would leave it, but you could tell from her face. There was going to be trouble later. And every year he fell for it. An absolute idiot.
Having Christmas dinner in a taxi rank.
Exactly, Anthony. It was ridiculous. There's a calling channel. That's what CQ means. CQ, I seek you. Are you out there? Can you talk to me? So it'd be CQ, CQ, and you'd probably say your call sign. And his call sign was G0IIM. And that was what would be going on this calling channel. And then it was a bit like dating, wasn't it, if you think about it? Because what would happen is you would then go back and say CQ, CQ, and then you would give each other a frequency and you would head off and have a chat on there. So if anybody else had heard you calling each other, they could follow you to that frequency and listen to what you were saying. Which sounds a bit perverse to me in the first place.
It's like Twitter from the 1990s.
Yes, it's like a manual form of Twitter. But if you weren't interested, you could stick there on the calling channel and wait for more calling. So literally, you know, you've got a fork full of turkey. And it'd be CQ, CQ, CQ. Well, my mother's face. Do you know that moment that you remember that tagline, the Kodak moment? Oh, I wish I had a picture of her face. Not that I need it, it's burnt on my brain, but to share so you could feel our pain.
I remember looking at you, thinking, for God's sake, Ronald, turn that off.
That's it. It was as though he had no
idea. Wasn't my place to say.
It wasn't my place to say either. And that was the problem. Wasn't his place to do it, the imbecile. It's like number one on the list of things not to do at Christmas, wind mum up. Simple as that. What is most likely to wind mum up? Listening to his radio over the Christmas dinner. Tell you what, he never did it again, did he? I think she threatened to do unmentionable things to his equipment. Not necessarily the radio equipment either. Let's just say it didn't happen again. It was a definite
Kim thought of me.
Oh.
She was watching Bake Off with a yummy Paul Hollywood. Is that why you thought of me?
Because you're yummy too.
Oh, no. Got to carry on reading.
No, carry on reading. Yeah. It won't be that, Mike.
Made a cake out of Freddy. Made a bust out of Freddy and Freddy out of cake.
Ooh.
How cool is that? I thought of you last night, Kim.
It's like confession time, isn't it?
Yeah. No, you know why I thought of Kim last night.
Can I have some cleaning fluid?
Yeah, because Lola took out chicken for a whittle. No, well, chicken didn't want a whittle. No.
Poor chicken got dragged outside.
We played with chicken and she took chicken, grabbed chicken in the mouth and dragged chicken outside because she wanted a whittle. And left chicken there in the mud and I had to retrieve it. She does that.
Let's take a toy out
to empty.
She has a toy for every occasion and a person to do her bidding for every occasion.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I've had a tissue sat on the desk and it's just been moved to the mouse mat. And the reason it was moved to the mouse mat was I thought it was a clean tissue. I've just moved it across the mouse mat and it wasn't. It's got some, I've used it to wipe the whiteboard down. And now I've got streaks on the mouse mat that won't come off. Not even with the fluid. Okay, I clearly need a different cloth, don't I? It'll come off in the end, Mike. Might just need to nuke it, though. Oh, look. Mikey, is this your Ms. Paul Hollywood?
Oh, thanks, Kimmy.
Paul Hollywood's the one with the really blue eyes, isn't he?
It's a good-looking one, according to Kimmy.
Oh, fair enough, then. I think I've got the right one.
The one with the beard, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he has got a beard, hasn't he? Doesn't he do the Bake Off thing?
That's what we're talking about.
Is that actually Bake Off?
Yeah.
The official Bake Off?
Yeah.
Oh, right. In that case, yeah, I have seen that, but I didn't see that one. It's only just finished here, hasn't it?
Yeah, it finished last Thursday.
That was what Mary wanted to go and watch, was it?
When I was watching the football.
You couldn't throw the first stone then?
No.
No, I have seen that, but only when it was on the BBC and I only saw, like, the last bit of it. I can't sit there and watch people. We have another one here. I don't know if you have this. The Great British Sewing Bee. And my mum started watching it because she loved to sew. And it's basically, like, not professionals, but very, very good amateurs. Seamstresses. Or seamstress. Well, yeah, there's men and women, so not just seamstress. Tailors. And they get like a challenge to make a child's outfit or a challenge to make a party dress. And I think they actually have to model them as well. I think so. I only ever saw bits of it with Mum, but she absolutely loved it. And there's one on coming up this Christmas sometime. And it's a celebrity one. I can't remember who the celebrities are that are in it. But it's a celebrity one making clothes. So I don't know if you have that one. I've no idea what it'd be in the States because you have Dancing with the Stars, don't you? Not Strictly. Well, we call it Strictly. Oh, Strictly was actually amazing, wasn't it? I would normally watch Strictly, but obviously this year it's clashed with By Request and Marooned. But I had heard very good things and I've seen some of the dancers. And it was nice that somebody who wasn't maybe the best dancer actually won it because he'd had the best journey. We've said that for years, haven't we?
Mm.
So it doesn't really matter if you have no hope at the beginning. It was a guy called Bill Bailey, who is a comic. And I actually thought he was a pretty good dancer. I mean, you know, not the best ever, maybe, but good enough. Good enough to win. And a nice attitude, which I think that's what people have probably voted for this year.
Prue Leith. Yeah.
Different eyeglasses for every show. Oh, her claim to fame at the moment is she was first in the queue for her COVID vaccine. She was one of the ones that was promoting the fact she was having a COVID vaccine. So she's had the first half of it. Now, of course, it's mutated and heaven knows if this is going to be effective or not. But everybody's still queuing up. We've had 500,000 who have been given the first dose. Which on the one hand sounds quite a lot, doesn't it? But on the other, it isn't really, is it? Because that 500,000 are going to have a second dose. So because it's two doses, you know, you're doubling the time it's going to take to have everybody sorted out. You'll be glad to know the marker pen is now off my mouse mat.
Oh, God.
Thing is, it comes off the glass so easily. The mouse mat, a lot less so. There's me rubbing at the table with it, but I think that mark was there to start with. Anyway, it's gone. So it comes off with a microfiber cloth, which is good to know. Oh no, Kiva's just thrown up her lunch. Was Maya ever sick?
Yeah. Of course he was. In the calf hock.
Yes, he was. That was frightening. I do remember that now. I tried to put that kind of thing out of my mind. No, the one I remember was the cat. Do you remember when I was looking after the cat for the weekend? No, you probably don't. I did tell you, but you probably don't remember.
Yeah, I do remember.
The lady that I won't say lived with. I resided with while I was at university. She had a cat, and her daughter, who lived downstairs, had a cat. So it was my job while they were away. The daughter's guy was looking after their cat, but I was upstairs in her flat. So it was my job for the weekend to look after the cat. And this cat had a pituitary gland issue. And although it was about 4 or 5, looked like a kitten, and it would never grow up. So it was a permanent size of a kitten. So I'm looking, you know, I've left the dog's food there, she said. So I'm looking at the dog's food and I'm thinking, do you know, there's every chance here, the cat food. There's every chance the cat is eating better than I am. Best chicken the cat had. So it was in this packet. It was all pre-prepared, but it wasn't cat food. It was proper chicken, but it was cooked. So all I needed to do was get this thing in the bowl. There was instructions as to how much. So I sorted it out. Cat comes in, and I've never had a cat. You know, I've only ever seen a cat from a distance. So I puts it down. Cat went straight for it. So I thought, no problems. The cat's fine. I'm then on the phone to my mum. And I'm thinking it must have been a mobile phone, mustn't it? Because I was walking around from room to room. Maybe it was just a household cordless. When I'm hearing this noise, and I'm saying, just a minute, I can hear a noise. I can hear a noise. And I'm looking around trying to find out what on earth this noise is. Disappears into her bedroom, and there was the cat throwing up on the floor, throwing up this best chicken it had just eaten. So I'm like, come away from it, come away from it. The cat wanted to regurgitate it and then eat it again. She enjoyed it so much she wanted to eat it again. And I'm thinking, oh my God, the cat's dying and I'm looking after the cat. Apparently the cat wasn't dying. The cat just wanted to regurgitate it and eat it again. Apparently it's a thing they do. Why didn't people tell me this? Because I'm thinking the cat's on its last legs. But apparently it wasn't. Oh yes, Maya was, we went to shop, didn't we? Mm. And he'd had a pill of some description. I can't remember what for now. And he decided that throwing up in the car park 4 times was a really good idea. I thought less so, but he was enjoying himself, wasn't he? So I had to sit there in the car and stroke him. And he was like a tank. He was indestructible. So he didn't care that he'd been throwing up. But you're thinking, oh, he's dying. He's dying.
He threw up over on the carpet overnight once. I remember finding it all in the morning.
I think he'd probably just overdone it. Kim says now she wants my lunch. This is to guilt trip you into letting her have it, you know. There you go. So Tracy says the vaccine should work for the new strain because, what, the vaccine attacks is common to both. So far, so good with that, Tracy. Still don't know how long it lasts. But if they got... It's going to take... Maybe they could do half a million a month. But even if they did 1 million a month, you're going to have to really ramp that up to get everybody done in a year. By which time, they might need a top-up. You don't know. So we'll just have to see how far they get with all of that. But, you know, in this country at the minute, it's chaos. We're just over a week away from a no-deal Brexit, which was going to have impact on the import-export thing and dire consequences for Dover, which is already shut because the EU don't want to know anything about us anyway. Then there's the airports. Then there's the vaccinations. Then there's the stats of people who have been infected and dying, people in different tiers, and then, to add insult to injury, crying over their beer because they can't meet up anywhere for Christmas. So it's like wall-to-wall misery. And that's all I can say. Oh, Theo sometimes regurgitates, especially if he's stressed or he's had his food late and he bolts it. Never ever seen a cat eat what they regurgitate. Oh, I have once. Well, apart from... what is this cat called? One was Pushkin. I can't remember what the other one was called. But once I'd say, now, it wasn't a cat, this, it was a dog. And I'd never seen a dog do it at all. But we were out and my mother and I decided to have some fish. So from like a chippy, but no chips, just the fish. Mum then said she felt really queasy. So we starts driving and she said, I really do feel sick. So we pulled in to a lay-by. Luckily, she's very, very shy and quiet, my mother. So this lay-by had like a high hedge that shielded it from the road. And there my mum threw up and she said it must have been the fish. So she threw up this fish. Before she'd even finished, this dog came out of nowhere, no owner, just this dog on its own, and started trying to eat the fish she'd thrown up. And she was like, oh no. She could not get over that. She thought that was the worst thing. But years and years later, I said the poor dog must be really hungry because it wasn't with anybody. And it wasn't a very built up urban area that we were in either. So I would have said it was maybe a wild dog or belonged to a farmer or something. But whatever it was up to, it clearly enjoyed her fish. So years later, I actually read when I was researching, you know, getting a dog, I actually read that that's what the mothers do. The mothers will go out and bring some food and they'll eat it. They'll come back, then they'll regurgitate it, and then the puppies will eat it. So it was quite a natural thing for the dog. For my mother, less so. Every time I said, do you remember that dog with that fish? She went, no. She couldn't even think about it.
I'm starting to feel queasy now.
Why? Which bit?
Just reading the chat.
Right. So proud of Catalonia. Telethon last night for COVID research raised 10 million.
Not that wow. bit, obviously.
Wow. That is an amazing amount. So the governor from New York is having a dizzy that we've been banned flights from the UK. It's like he's trying to put the toothpaste back in the tube. Yes. I don't think that's going to be reversed anytime soon. And Piddlepooch has definitely eaten cat regurgitation. I thought you'd like that, Paul. Must share these things. It's totally natural to a cat and dog. Having said that, hello, madam. Have you heard about cats and things?
Don't go out. Come on, then.
She's coming to drag her father into the garden. That's the latest.
Come on, let's go.
Wow, 23 states have an R value of less than zero. Ours is officially, I think they said 0.91 to 0.93. But that can't be when you look at the stats. You realise I'm currently making supper. Is that new food, Tracy, or are you recycling it? Just imagine how hungry the poor dog must have been. You see, then you'll feel much, much better. There you go. Oh, the things we find to discuss. This is in the thing of the fact it's a quiet week for tech, isn't it? No one in the right minds is going to release anything. So it'll only be things that like explode or something that we're going to hear about. So we have to make our own entertainment. There you go. It's not recycled. No, I bet it's all proper and everything, Tracy. We're being told that not to worry, that we're fine for food. As long as we don't want salad and vegetables and something else. And I looked at Mike and I said, but that's what we eat. So if what you want is garbage, crisps and a tin of beans, we're fine. But if you're looking for something in the way of like, you know, a nice fresh avocado, you can forget that. Nothing wrong with leftovers, nothing at all. Nothing wrong at all. In fact, there's a guy over here who does like, makes suggestions of food recipes and stuff. He also does like keep fit things. But his recipes are very much like prep for the week. So instead of just like making it on Monday and finishing it on Tuesday, he's got all this whole plan going. So basically you're eating leftovers all week because you prep it all on a Sunday. Don't think I could face a salad on a Friday I prepped on Sunday. I guess it depends on how it's stored, but it would still be a little bit... Let's go. Oh, here she comes. Here's chicken.
Come on. She wants to play. Come on.
You want to play, but not outside, because it's wet and cold and it's full of mud.
She wants to play outside. It's lashing it down.
She didn't have her play session tonight. We couldn't get out.
Right.
So now she's on the hall. She's brought her toys in. All full of mud and heaven knows what else. But yes, chicken's in the office. Looking a little bit forlorn and a little bit covered in mud. Good job it's a dark carpet. I always wanted a black carpet. And black carpets you couldn't get. Not when I wanted a black carpet. This was pre a white dog, obviously. But I wanted this black carpet. And I couldn't get one. And we went into this shop and they had all the carpets out. And what's the darkest carpet you've got? And it was like grey.
Let's go.
And he said, what are you looking for? You know, a dark grey, a dark brown. And chicken's disappeared now. She's demanded that chicken be downstairs. And they had like dark blue. So mum said, well, actually black. And the guy went, no, they just don't do that. He said, but you might be in luck. He said, come with me. And at the back of the store, they had like leftovers. Only this leftover was huge. It wasn't just like 2 metres. He said, this is a full carpet. He said, but it was misprinted. So we're looking at it. And I said, it looks black to me. He said, it was supposed to be blue and red with a pattern. He said, but it was slightly off when they printed it. So the blue and the red got printed together. He said, it looks black. He said, no one wants a black carpet. I said, I want a black carpet. Sold. So that was how I got a black carpet before black carpets were a thing. And I don't want to part with my black carpet now. Oh, a ski room. Black carpet and white walls. That's actually what we've got here. I've got black curtains as well. I like black and white. So I wanted... We couldn't get black curtains either. So the fabric for the curtains was... I don't exactly know what you would call it. It's quite thick, so it doesn't need like a lining. It's thick enough. And it's got like a velvety touch to it, but it's not velour. It's not that, and it's not velvet either. I don't know what on earth you would call it. But it was actually from a dress shop. And mum came in and she got this huge bag with her. And she said, I've got your black curtains. And I said, I thought they didn't make black curtains. I think it was like there was a black with diagonal white stripes in the 80s. And I said, like that, but without the stripes. And she said, well, this is some kind of fabric for dresses, I guess. And I said, it looks like curtains to me. And I've had them ever since. I look after those black curtains. Absolutely. Because there's no way I'll be able to replace them. So, yeah, it probably looks exactly like that. Black and white. I don't remember that ad. I'll have to find it and have a look. Oh, Kim preps salad a week at a time. Prep the lettuce when it comes from a grocery. Then I'll have everything in the salad in different containers. That's where I think we'd be going wrong. I think we need the right containers for it. And then we probably could. I think the guy in his book was doing it in like plastic boxes that were... I guess you could reuse them, but they look like single-use plastic boxes. And I said, well, could you not have like a sandwich box? But then we're never quite sure. Mike put some cheese in a sandwich box and it went mouldy well before the sell-by date. We never have any luck whatsoever with cheese. No matter what setting the fridge is on, it nukes the cheese. On every level, it nukes the cheese. If it's in a packet, a bag, a box, no cheese. And we were only buying this cheese because the one we wanted... What's the cheese that goes on... Spag bol. Is it spag bol that's got cheese on? The Italian stuff, the cheese you put on top of an Italian. I can't remember because I never have it. But it's in like a shaker. And the thing with that is that lasts a while. And that's the cheese we wanted. But we couldn't get any of that because Tesco had stopped selling it. So you look, is it Parmesan? Parmesan, that's the one, Trace, Parmesan. You can't get that in this country already. Then that's before the lockdown. So we've not been able to get any of that for over 10 months. That was why we had this cheese that we had. Which did us no good whatsoever because it was mouldy within the week. Kim's got a food saver for things you want to freeze. It works great. We're going to need to investigate that, because obviously the way it's going, we're an island, and if we can't import anything, then we will be down to, you know, remember those tins of beans I got in as a backup? Yeah, that's looking like that's going to be 2021 staple to our diet. Tins of beans. They're telling everybody not to panic buy. You know the number one reason that makes people panic buy? People telling them not to panic buy. But we've had it all day. Don't panic buy, there's no panic yet. But, you know, they said the same about the toilets, the toilet rolls, and look what happened there. So I can well imagine that toilet rolls will be a thing of the past, and any food that you might actually like to eat. But if it's in a packet, then you'll be able to eat it. So anything that doesn't really qualify as food, doubtless will be overrun with. But things that do qualify as food, like vegetables and salad, we're not going to be able to get hold of. So watch this space. Backyard may become a food supply area. Thing with that is, Paul, we concreted that over. So we've got about 2 square feet of grass, and Lola uses that, so maybe not. I don't know what we'd do. I guess you're just going to have to buy what you can and eat less. Whatever's available, that's what you'll be having. There was a thing doing the rounds on Facebook, and I said to Mike, have you seen that? You know, and it isn't something that I would repost, only because I know there are people out there who had plans for Christmas who are absolutely gutted that Christmas got cancelled. And one was saying Christmas isn't cancelled. You know, your plans have maybe taken a hit, but you can still have Christmas. It's just going to be a different Christmas. But the other one was a picture of the trenches in 1914 in World War One. And it said Christmas Day 1914. You know, get a grip of yourself. You sat at home, basically, with every convenience known to mankind and the internet. What's your problem? And I thought, I would love to repost that. But if I do, I know that I'm followed by people who are very, very sore at the moment about not seeing grandchildren and stuff. So I didn't. But I thought, it's very, very true. So whatever we've got, we'll eat. What we haven't, we'll do without, including toilet paper. Yeah, I particularly maybe need that Japanese toilet, don't I? Yeah. I wonder what else will go wrong before the end of the year. Because Boris himself is actually starting to look slightly stressed. And that's not like Boris. He just usually bumbles his way through it. But today somebody actually put him on the spot. One of the journos said, can I ask you, Prime Minister? There was this and this and this and this. You're constantly over-promising and under-delivering. What have you got to say about that? And it was... I thought, go on, girl. Anyway, he didn't answer. But after that, there was about probably 3 more journos asking questions. And the third one after her said, well, to go back to her point, what do you actually have to say? And I love it when the journos tag team him because he looks like a rabbit in the headlights. So he brought the question up again and he was, you know, Boris. That's basically his answer to everything. Aren't you thinking the same? Christmas hasn't been cancelled, it's just going to be different. Yes, different. Different is what it's going to be. But like I said at the end of By Request, yes, Christmas is going to be different, but, and I'm sure people are more worried about their children and grandchildren. What are you doing?
Looking for a treat.
How many does the girl need?
She's had a poo, so she needs to replace some.
Do you do really? Tracy's trying to eat in the midst of this. Well, why don't you give her a jumbo?
That's what I'm doing.
Look at that face. You are a lucky, lucky girl. Lucky, lucky girl. Now, eat it quietly. Pause. Oh, Daddy doesn't make me do pause.
Daddy does in the mornings.
Not in the evenings, no. No, I said at the end of By Request, if it's your children and your grandchildren you're worried about, they will remember how they felt. They won't care who was where when the turkey was cut. And I believe that that's true. So instead of like, they'll pick up on your angst. Christmas can be whenever you want, wherever you want. I mean, we put the tree up in May, we're fine.
True.
It felt like Christmas in May as far as we were concerned. Oh, Kim has got frozen bananas, apples, carrots, tomatoes, yogurt, chicken, turkey and apple sauce. Excellent. Poor Paul.
Yeah, sorry about that, Paul.
Are we oversharing for you, Paul? You've got to share these things. Yeah, I think we need more frozen stuff. One of the things I do like to freeze and have is cauliflower rice. But it's a bit of a black art, that, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got some of that frozen.
It's got to be done just right, though.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? No. Or it doesn't freeze well. It's a tricky thing to freeze. The first time we froze it, didn't end well. There was no way you were eating that. We have managed it since, but you do have to be careful with it. You're about to have breakfast. Well,
good timing.
Enjoy it. Don't give it a second thought, Paul. We're about to have dinner anyway, aren't we?
We are.
We're about to head off and have dinner. You know, one or other of these machines is going mad on a constant basis, and it's just a matter of working out which one and why. But at the moment, it's the other one.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Are you medicaling yourself there?
Yeah.
Put the plaster back on it.
I have.
This is his thumb, the one he cut on the dog's tin. Apparently, it wasn't a pretty sight, but it's much improved now. Right, well, we will head off and have dinner then, but we will be back with you tomorrow, because every day is a day nearer Thursday, isn't it? Jonathan's looking forward to Thursday. He said he's going to stay up, you know,
cool,
for the entire show, which I predict will run into Christmas Day. It will definitely run into Tracy's Christmas Day. I'm sure it'll run into our Christmas Day, so we'll stop at that point.
And the Aussie's Christmas Day.
And the Aussie Christmas Day. It will start in their Christmas Day, won't they? She's grumbling again. But we will head off and have our dinner at the moment. You hope we can still get some food. I'm sure we'll get something. But it probably isn't going to be things like salad and vegetables. They will probably be tricky. And that'll push the price up and then that'll kick it off. Other than that, maybe they'll all change their mind. Because you can stop people leaving the UK. Doesn't mean that's not already out there. The first cases of it were picked up in October, and people have been travelling around without a second thought since then. So it'll be all over anyway. It's just that we've mentioned it first. But never mind, never mind. These things are sent to try us, aren't they? I would say how much worse can 2020 get, but I'm not tempting fate like that. So for the moment, I'm going to say goodnight from me.
And goodnight from me.
And we will both see you next time.
Stay
safe, guys.